put your mouth right on that.
Yeah, you've done.
Put your mouth on it.
Like that.
Yeah, I do. I just put your mouth right on that and whatever it is.
Why is this here? Is this a sake?
That's it. Yeah, that's.
Hello. How are you?
That is not sake. And you do not want me to bring sake
out. Come on, honey. Everybody loves sake.
I might bring sake back
on
this show.
Hello. This sake has an accent.
Oh, dear Lord. Welcome to Gang of Two, a hilarious, at least it's a look at coupledom.
From a couple of dubs.
Right on the microphone, baby. Right on.
Okay. All right. Okay, all right. Here we are.
Oh, you sound good.
Right?
Well, yeah.
Hello. Hello.
Okay. So on today's show, we got some Dear Dumbs. A great.
Good.
From a very pissed off mommy.
Oh.
Yes. A very disgruntled mother.
All right.
And apparently her daughter's a whore. I don't want to put words in her mouth, but I have a feeling that it's the only thing she didn't call her. In the email.
I'll be the judge of that. So that was sake.
What Sherry's sake doing is too. That many, many years ago, I used to have a character on the Lex and Terry show called Sake. And it was a headphone bag, much like that.
Yes.
And I turned it into a puppet and it would talk to people, but it made a girl cry.
I stopped
doing it.
Sake was brutally honest.
And Sake scared me. Scared me because of that, because exactly that. I would say things I would normally never say.
Yeah.
It was the weirdest thing I've ever. It's like, I think I know what an actor felt like when you're actually caught in your role or something.
I've just decided I think he should have a Japanese accent.
Are you going to offend some people Sake. Now?
Sake. Get it? Sake?
Oh, I get it. I thought maybe you were going to offend some people.
Oh, yeah.
Also on the show today, I was duped. Sherry versus the neighbors. We got a message. And let's see here. Some other stuff we need to talk about. But first, it is time to do some catching up. All right, so. What is today? Today's Sunday.
Sunday
afternoon.
Holiday. It's a holiday.
But we're still doing the show. Normally, we look for any excuse to take off.
Yeah, we do. Like it's sunny or.
or something. What do you got in your hand there still?
Sake. Sake. Hiya.
No, I can't do a Japanese accent.
No, I don't. Without offending everybody in the world, you can't.
Well,
I know
how
you can't do any,
over the, it's doing not, the British one.
Nothing's true.
By the way, that was. I know it wasn't clear, but I was attempting a British accent.
Oh, is that what that was?
Yes.
Hmm. I thought maybe you were just a cab driver. No idea where that came from. I have no idea what I mean by that. I have no clue what I mean by that. Let's see here. Got a magazine today. There it is right there. I bought a magazine because it has the brand new Ford Bronco in there, and I want to take a look at that. For some reason, I'm extremely intrigued by their brand new Ford Bronco.
It's very odd. It's not in your wheelhouse. Hey, you like that?
It's not in my wheelhouse, but I think I would like one of those.
They're really good looking. A lot of people are very excited about it.
Yeah, you know a little bit about it. You want to read that when I'm done?
Sure.
First of all, I love having a magazine. I'm telling you, I think I want to subscribe. This is in Men's Journal, and I think I want to subscribe to a magazine.
See, and you've been laughing at me for having The New Yorker all these years. And my Food and Wine magazine, you've been laughing at me. Now, who's laughing?
I think I'm going to subscribe to this because I like...
Who's laughing? Who's laughing?
I'm going to shove that microphone bag so far up your ass that you'll be talking through my hand.
Okay.
No, it's okay. You don't have to take it off. But seriously, I think I want to get one of these. I'm old school with the magazines.
I know. Aren't they great?
I just need a magazine. I hate, you know, I do everything online now. I have completely adapted to everything online.
Yeah.
Unlike you, you know, you don't want to do any of the banking online or anything like that, which I understand.
I do some, but yeah,
only after you've been forced into it.
I'm just paranoid.
Yeah.
And I think we should be.
I guess. But anyway, I'm going to subscribe to this today.
I like the idea. I like having a physical object. You can actually turn the pages. And then, like with The New Yorker, when I'm done, I take it and I put it in the recycle bin. And I feel like I've accomplished something.
Yeah, my whole issue is that I don't remember to read them when they're online. I have an app on my iPad for magazines.
Right.
And I had subscribed to a few of them, and then I unsubscribed to them because I just never read them.
Right.
I never remember to read them.
Yeah, that's a good point.
And but you get them here. I'm going to get this.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited.
I'm going to have my own magazine subscription.
Your mamazine. And that's going to be. But
this doesn't come every week like yours does. Yours just comes
oh
like.
Oh, my God.
It's like a prize fight, that
it
New
is.
Yorker. It's crazy.
I think I'm on January now.
I normally get excited when I used to get a magazine. Anytime the magazine comes in the mailbox here and we open it up and it's a New Yorker, Sherry goes, oh, fuck. you do. You
just I
go,
do.
You just go, this is bullshit. It's just anyway, we also want to take this time real quick to thank our Patreons. Thank you to going to patreon.com and helping out the show. I don't believe we have any new people this week. And I think we need
slackers.
Some. Well, we do need some. If we were, I was going to give to the end of this year to decide if we got enough growth on the show.
Oh.
And to continue or not at the end of the year to make a decision.
Yeah.
But it's been such a weird year.
It has been weird.
And it's been taking forever to get this damn podcast machine
right.
because it was on back order.
And then there was.
And all that. So, and then the streaming, which we're going to be doing soon, which I have put on my Twitter page, and I believe it's still up there. If you go to Terry James Twitter, where would you like to see a stream? Would you like it on Instagram? Would you like it on Facebook?
I would like it next to a nice mountain with some nice sunlight and
wrong kind of stream.
Couple. Oh,
wrong kind of stream, you wacky person, you. All right, we also got a review. So we did not get any new Patreon members, which is sad because we're going to need at least double what we have right now, at least 100.
Jeez. Oh.
100 people. We have like 50.
Come on, people.
We need
step it up.
At least that to be able to really go, okay, this is worth it.
Okay.
And I don't want to, I hate
We're
doing
threatening.
That.
This is threatening.
I don't like threatening. I don't like ultimatums. I just have so many things going on in my life. Even though this to me is one of the most fun things I do.
Yeah.
It's one of the most popular things we do.
Yeah.
I just haven't seen the growth that I want.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm a numbers guy.
Yeah.
You know, I've got that built inside me. I got to see some growth. I got to see some momentum going.
Yeah.
Other than
that's
that,
you.
That's me. I sense that it's not me.
I'm the numbers person in the
yeah,
family
but
here.
That's true, but I'm talking about growth-wise. I'm not talking about financial growth. I am talking about getting to a level to where it's completely worth it as far as the growth goes of the how many listeners. And that's why we're going to start streaming soon. Just don't know exactly what avenue to do it. I'm going to stream a Terry James Alive this week just for fun, just to see how it works.
Oh, okay.
And then at that point, you and I are going to have to sit over here with a camera on us. What was that? Are you teasing people? Are you prepared now to tell everybody what that
I'm
is?
I'm not.
Okay. You just let the cat out of the bag almost. Let that
almost.
Be a tease to everybody out there. That's a total tease.
Yeah.
And anyway, we got a really nice review for the Gang of Two. And that would be, it says, love y'all so much, and it's a joy to have a peek into what real world James is like.
Aw.
Great, funny, and a zing of spice.
Zing, zing.
Been a P1 and Giver Nation forever. Thanks for giving me laughter and joy, and God bless you always. That is for, it says, Termo and Sherry kicking in, kissing in a tree is what it says.
Aw.
It's very kind
K-I-S-S-I-N-G.
Of you. Thank you. That's from Big Ange, by the way.
Oh.
Thank you, Big Ange.
Do we know Big Ange?
I see a lot of posts from Big Ange.
Okay.
Big Ange is a person that is involved, and I love Big Ange.
Nice.
Yes.
Nice.
Big Ange. You don't go unnoticed, Big Ange, by any means.
Nice.
Remember, talk closer to the microphone.
Yes. Hello.
Okay. We're just working on this. All right. So time to get into the meat and potatoes of the
show.
Can
I just bring something up?
Yes.
I'm about the same length.
Yes, but I'm a powerful broadcaster, and you don't know what you're doing.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So there's that.
Find that.
We have a brand new website, by the way. It is gangof2.net. Do it.
Net.
There you go. Gang. You gave me the weirdest look. Gangof2.net. .com was being held hostage over our heads.
And we said, screw you. We're going to go net.
We're going net
we're
on this
netty
one.
Net, net.
And you being a numbers person, you like net, don't you?
I love net.
Okay. Gangof2.net is there. And the coolest thing, the website just keeps evolving. It's this company, and it's called, I guess it's called Pod. What is it called? Pod something. Anyway, they put together these websites for podcasts.
Oh.
And all of our shows are on there, all of our contacts, all the way to subscribe. Our blog is on there to where you could see our Gang of Two Dear Dumbs emails and anything else we want to post is there.
Nice.
And the coolest thing, at the bottom of the page, right when you log on, whether it's on your mobile device or whether it is on a laptop, there's a little microphone in the bottom corner. You click on that, and you can record a message, and it gets sent right to us to play on the show.
Oh.
And we got this one on there. Let's see if this plays. Please, please, please.
Terry, Sherry, hey, it's Capone from Jacksonville, Florida. And your rant about all of the help that you've provided people over the years, free advertising, retweets, yada, yada, yada. Oh, man, it just hit me in the feels because it's something that I've really been struggling with this last 6-7 months. As you know, Terry, I've been doing this whole Twitch streamer things with all my little video game stuff. And I figure some of the people that I've supported the most over the last 25 to 30 years spent countless hours of my time financially, creatively, whatever, helping to build them up. And all I asked for, hey, here's a link to my stream.
Yeah.
All you got to do is sit in there and watch me play a 25-year-old football game for 45 minutes to an hour. You don't have to chat. You don't even have to have the sound turned on. I just need you in there for views so I can push towards affiliate. How many of those people did it?
Zero.
Out of the dozen or so that I asked?
Zero.
Two.
Close, Sherry.
We're all in this shit together, people.
Yeah.
I don't think we are, Joe.
I don't expect anything in return when I promote something that I love.
I didn't. I do now.
And most of the people I know don't either.
I do.
But you know what? It sure as fuck would be nice.
It really is.
To get just a little bit of that love in return.
Well, Joe.
Anyways, thanks for putting on this great show every week. It's really been helping me through some pretty fucking tough times, along with all the other content that you provide, Terry. And I'll talk to you later.
Thank you, Joe. First of all, this is super cool that this thing worked.
His name's Joe? I thought it was Capone.
Joe Capone.
Okay.
And he truly is one of the nicest, more giving guys you'll ever meet. He supports everybody and everything.
Wow.
He helps everybody out with tech problems and everything else. So I messaged him and said, tell me when you're doing this because I will just turn it on. I don't care what I got to do. Well, everybody follow Joe Capone if you'd like. I will try to get his gamer handle or whatever they're called.
There you go. He should have put it on there.
You know what I will do? I'm going to message him. And when we post this show, I'm going to put his gamer handle on the description of today's shows. Of people that are on Twitch, follow the guy. Seriously.
Come on, man.
He's always there for everybody. He's just a good guy, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm glad that hit. I felt really bad about talking about that last week because I felt like I was just being a bitch and I was getting my feelings hurt because of all these celebrities that we quote unquote know and are friends with. Can't even throw you a bone and say, hey, check out my friend's podcast or listen to the Lex and Terry show or anything, retweet things.
Right.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
It's really, truly unbelievable that these people are just douchebags.
Totally.
And in this industry, now that, like we talked about last week, where there's money to be made,
right,
everybody's hanging on to their secrets.
Oh,
and all the people that used to go, hey, you could make money on social media, you could do this, they still are out there saying it, but they've kind of backed off a little bit because I think they've been called out as well. So it's not just the people that are creating content. It's also the people that are calling themselves experts in this field.
All they are early adopters. There's no...
That's what it is. Yeah. Exactly.
Sorry.
They're bored.
That's all you got.
Yes. So anyway, so yesterday I was duped. We decided on Friday night. Sherry said, You could go ahead and fight me all you want on this, but this is exactly the way I remember it, and possibly verbatim. If not verbatim, maybe a couple words off. Gonna burp? Oh, nice. Next time, do it on the mic.
Oh.
This is professional. We're professional. Okay. So on Friday night, Sherry says, hey, what do you say we wake up early and we go for our drive?
Right.
And there's this place, there's this fish ladder
I had read about a fish ladder.
You said we're going to go to a fish ladder. You mm-hmm. even said you don't even really have to hike into it. Right. It's all ground and yes. all this stuff.
So far, so good. Yes.
So in my mind, we wake up in the morning, we go for a drive. It's about an hour and a half, maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe that. Not even that.
Yeah.
And we go. And in my mind, we're going to a fish ladder. That's when we get in the car. We're going to, what is it about me and little fish? I like fishes. What is it? Every time we go, if there's a fish hatchery, yeah. I got to go look.
I know.
If there's a fish ladder, I want to look. I have no idea why. I'm not a big fisherman or hardly at all.
I know.
You know, I eat it from time to time.
We haven't been to the Ballard one in a while.
No, we haven't.
I can't remember what time of year they go through there. It's not now.
And that's right by our house. And that's fun to see as well. But in my mind, that's what we're doing. You talked me into getting up in the morning.
I did.
And then we're driving. And then you said, the fish ladder's around here somewhere. Just keep going. So what? You said, just keep driving. Yeah. I thought we'd just go for a drive. And I said, I thought we were going to a fish ladder. And you said, you completely ditched the fish ladder. You got me out of bed to take a dumb little drive.
It was awful, wasn't it?
Well, if there was no fish ladder, there was nothing to look at.
I put the address in where they said it was, and we couldn't find it.
But the
is
way,
that my fault?
Yes, it is, because when I busted your chops on it, you were being just like this. You were being very noncommittal and acting like it wasn't a thing. And you did not pitch this to me. You pitched it to me. You pitched fish ladder. You owe me one fucking fish ladder.
Let's go.
Find one.
We'll go tomorrow.
Where?
We'll go to the same one again. I kind of want to find it now.
We're not getting in a car and going to a fish ladder anymore. You've lost fish ladder privileges with me.
Okay.
I'm pretty sad about the whole thing, to be honest.
You have to admit, it was pretty there. It's something called the Mountain Loop.
It was pretty. If you would have just told
highway.
Me, it seemed to me that that's what you knew we were going to do.
No, that was only part of it.
And then it was, there was misting. It was misting, and can't get out of the car with my hair. Mrs., I want to go hiking and camping all the time.
Yeah, when I'm prepared for it.
But it's misting, and I can't get out of the car.
Yeah, I had no rain gear, okay?
Rain gear. Was that really rain?
It was, for somebody that just had a blowout, yes.
Oh, I see. It's a girl thing.
Yes.
Speaking of blowouts.
This show is one.
All right. Another thing I wanted to talk to you about. You've been getting a lot of texts lately, a lot of group texts.
Yeah.
You know, with your family.
My mother.
What is that all about?
I don't know. She thinks that she has to entertain us.
Really?
I don't know.
Because that's bored. The first person I go to for entertainment.
She sends these awful, and she knows they're awful. They're like dad jokes. My mom's sending a dad joke.
And they're just lame.
They're very lame.
Yeah. I have this thing now that I wish that they would turn off, you could turn off group messaging.
Yes.
I hate being on group messages.
Oh, my God.
We do that on our show from time to time. And it's okay if we all just need to catch up on something.
Right.
There's a lot of times that we'll group message each other if we have an idea for the show the next day or whatnot. But most of the time when I get stuck in a group message, I hate them. Ugh. I hate them. I'm so done with group. I don't care now if I'm on a group message with Paul McCartney and Michael Jordan. I'll go, fuck these guys and turn it off. I'm so annoyed by them.
Yeah, it's the gratuitous, LOL, stuff that doesn't, don't send me waste of time texts.
You know, because we're so busy. That's another thing. It's like, I am not the busiest guy in the world. And as soon as I get a group text, I'm going, oh, Jesus, don't these people know that I'm playing Madden? Don't these people know that I'm reading my new magazine subscription? It's nice on the patio. Don't these people fucking know it? Look at that. It's very nice out there
now. It is nice. We're going to be out there in a minute.
So I promoted something here called that. It's our very first, and I don't know why we haven't started this at all, and I wish we had music for it, but it's a new segment called Sherry versus the Neighbors.
Oh,
there's many times that you get into it with neighbors here. You are borderline Karen-y when it comes to living in a condo.
That is so unfair.
Borderline, not all the way over the top. People would say, because most of the time you have seen something within our community, whatever this is called, condo community, and you've got to let it be known that something needs to be fixed or whatever it is. And I know you're on a committee, so you have to do that.
Yes, I'm on the tower committee. Okay.
But this really has nothing to do with those neighbors. We have brand new neighbors that moved in.
Love them. They're right next door.
Jim and Jim.
We share a wall.
And nice guys.
Super nice.
Really nice guys. I think
they won't be inviting us again anytime soon.
They asked us to come over for a little social distancing, sitting out on their patio, get to know you, have a glass of wine, maybe a couple little bites of something.
Yeah.
And we did that. We social distanced and we got to know them a little bit.
And Sherry, for some reason, didn't have any filter turned on at all.
You never do.
That day it was zero.
You were
zero.
Just nonstop. Here's an example. And this is going to sound snooty as hell, but it's not. One of the things that you did was they poured you a glass of wine, a glass of sparkling wine.
Sparkling rosé.
And you took a drink of it. Oh, this is really good. What is it? So he shows you the label and immediately you go, I normally hate that. Why do you even have to?
I don't know why I did it.
Why do you have to say that?
I don't know why, Terry. I don't know why.
There was more moments.
Oh, there were more. That was just one.
Tell us another one.
We were talking about, we're looking at their view. They have a different view than us a little bit. Mm-hmm. And they have a view of this, of a building more so than we do.
Mm-hmm.
And they were talking about it. And in the middle of it, I said, I fucking hate that building. It's hideous.
And they said, we love that building. Why do you have to say these things?
I don't know, Terry.
Well, there's more. There's more.
Oh, there's more.
There's more.
Yeah.
Let's talk about, do you remember, do you know
the bathroom? Their bathroom?
Yeah, go for it.
They're making that place beautiful, by the way.
Yeah, they're
made me feel so shitty about our place.
Now. Our house was, I considered it kind of uptown, but it really needs a makeover.
It's starting to show it's starting to look dated.
Yeah, kind of like
14
us.
Years now, and it needs an update.
I don't want to look as old as my house.
Yeah.
This is bad. I'm looking around right now. We're sitting at the dining room table.
There's some all right things, but the flooring is disgusting.
Yeah.
Anyway, so they were talking about how they were renovating their place. And he talked about the bathroom. He's talking about the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, I hope you're not doing brass in there because I really hate brass. It's this long pause and he goes, yeah, we're doing brass.
Nice knowing
and
you
I
guys.
I looked at him and I went, of course you are.
Did he laugh?
He kind of did.
I
think he hates me. He should. I would hate me.
Yeah, if I had this opinion machine coming over to my house.
Yes.
And it's normally not like,
I
mean, you have a habit of sticking your foot in your mouth from time to time.
I do.
Because one of the things that people, and I love and people appreciate about you is that they know how they stand with you.
Right. There's no.
If you like them, they know you like them.
Right.
If you hate them, they know you want no part of them.
It's true.
But I don't understand why, you know, did your mother not teach you or father or somebody not teach you? If you don't have anything nice to say, don't say it
at all.
Well,
I mean.
In certain instances, on a podcast, say what you fucking want. But in person, when you are just meeting people.
I know this.
So we had a really good time going over there. I know we will not be over there
again. And I hope we enjoyed the view.
Yeah, it was very nice to get to know you. We're glad you live next door to us, and we'll be able to wave at each other from time to time.
And we apologize for, being your neighbors.
Sherry does. I thought I was charming as hell.
Oh, you were
but
very charming.
Not really. Then I started talking about me.
You kind of did a little bit.
I did. I started going.
I don't know what happened.
That was another thing. I started talking about, all my accomplishments and things that
weird.
I do. It's like they got my life story in 6 minutes.
They did. It was like an interview or something.
It was like I was being interviewed for a job.
It was very odd.
Fucking stupid.
I think, for me, I really wanted them to like us. So I think I was trying extra hard to make them not like us.
Well, we did a good job. All right, right here. Right here.
Right there. Ba-boom.
That's right. We'll find some new friends. All right. We're so fucked up. We really are fucked up. All right. It is time now for one of the famous Dear Dumbs emails. If you would like to email us, you can do so. Go to our webpage, gangof2.net. Hit the contact form. It's down at the bottom or the top. I don't know what it is. But anyway, hit that. Put in Dear Dumbs and leave us a message, much like this person did. I'm trying to think. This is the Dear Dumbs music, I think.
Yep,
it is. Okay. I think you're going to like this one.
Yeah?
Yeah. By the way, you could also read the Dear Dumbs articles if you're in Jacksonville, right. Florida, in the Folio Weekly, which is
monthly.
Monthly newspaper. But hey, we're there. We're published people now.
Yeah.
Dear Dumbs, my husband and I have three great kids, all girls. I believe we raised them well. Two of them are in college, University of Florida, and Notre Dame.
Oh.
The other one will join them next year. I don't know. I guess them in college, probably not school. Anyway, it says they have great friends. They hold jobs while in school, and they get great grades.
Wow.
Recently, Brooke got a bunch of tattoos.
Of course it was Brooke.
And does sound like somebody who would be getting a bunch of tattoos. It says her entire left arm is covered in what she calls a sleeve.
What she calls?
Yes.
She made it up.
this lady kills me. What she calls a sleeve. I hate to say it, but I went through the roof. She's a beautiful girl. And I'm not just saying that. The kids in the neighborhood call her a smoke show.
They also made that up. Hey, listen to this. That sleeve's a real smoke show.
It is.
Yeah.
There were kids in the neighborhood call her a smoke show. But when I expressed my displeasure, she went out and got her shoulder done too. She looks fucking ridiculous.
It sounds like the one that's not in college yet.
No, I think, she's in college.
Oh, she is?
Because it says she's 21, so she has to be in college.
Okay. But it sounds like she's living at home still. I don't.
Maybe they're confused. Now with the COVID thing or something.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, it says, typical you, questioning. I can't even get
just
through
the trying to understand.
I can't even get through the Dear Dumbs thing. Okay, let's see here. She's a beautiful girl. I'm not just saying that. The kids of the neighborhood call her a smoke show. We should just end it right there because that is pretty funny. When I expressed my displeasure, she went and got her shoulder done too, and she looks fucking ridiculous. Like she works at the fair.
What? When was the last time she was at a fair?
I don't know.
Was it when they had a tattooed lady?
I don't know.
She a bearded lady?
She looks like she works at the fair. She's 21, and it's her life and all, but this has really ruined our relationship because the tattoo on the shoulder I took as an act of disrespect to me after I objected to the sleeve. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Probably.
I'm now losing sleep over the fact that she could care less about my feelings on this matter. I'm sure you will say that I'm overreacting, but you should see this bitch's face when we walk, when we talk about this. Her eyes get all crazy. What do you think I can do to get some respect back?
Oh, God.
Maybe stop calling her a bitch.
Yeah.
What do you think I can do to get some respect back? Should we stop paying for college? I really want to send this little freak a message.
Oh, God.
From Laura in Dallas.
Oh, Dallas.
Dallas.
Oh, boy.
Laura, first of all, I fucking love you.
I do too.
I fucking love you. You know, when Sherry puts foot in her mouth, you would probably just be the ultimate person to hang out with.
She and I should hang out.
Yeah, for sure, Laura. What do you think, dear?
Well, you know, I mean, I know she is paying for her college, so she does have some say, but I really think that she's stoking the flame. If she had just, when she'd seen the sleeve, she should have just went, She could have totally
took the steam out of it.
Yeah.
She
pretend like it was no big deal.
And here's the thing.
Because I do think part of her, Brooke, is looking to get a rise out of her mother.
Maybe on the second tattoo. On the first one, maybe not.
Right.
But I think Brooke knew that Laura, is that her name, Laura?
I think so.
That Brooke knew that she would, her mom would get upset.
Right.
Right away. So you're right. You would have, she would have taken the steam out of the whole thing by going, oh, that's cool. Oh, looks good on you.
Yeah. So anyway.
Have you thought this through? You thought this all the way through or not? Right. You know, first of all, if this, and I'm not a parent. But I know what I would do if I was a parent. If I had
Kill yourself.
But after that.
Okay.
If I had a kid that was in college, holding down a job and getting good grades.
Yeah.
I would give them credit for that.
No kidding.
I would say, you know what? You're a good kid.
Yeah.
I don't, you know, you have good friends. You've chosen well. I would reinforce all the good things that this person has done.
Yeah.
I really would. I'd say, look at you, man. You've done a great job. If that's something you wanted to do, I hope you thought it all the way through. You're going to be 80 with a sleeve. Good luck.
Yeah.
But hey, you know, by that, you know, her age, everybody's going to have those. So it's not going to be crazy or weird.
What's becoming weird is to not have a tattoo. I don't have a single tattoo.
You don't. I have one and I want to, I understand getting more too.
Yeah.
I mean, I only have one and I got it, oh God, 20 years ago.
Yeah, at least
20 years ago. Yeah. And I, you know, it meant something to me.
Right.
And it wasn't like I was going out to try to be anything. But the tattoos weren't super popular
like they
are now.
Yeah.
And I went and got one and I could see why people want more. But now that I see them on everybody, I'm kind of glad I just have this one and you can't really see it. And I
don't know what it is about parents caring about tattoos on their kids. They're grown. They're adult children.
Yes.
They're adult
offspring. Well, it sounds like Laura is a little hands-on-y.
Well, I mean, even we have a friend who got a big, she's got a big.
We have a friend still?
We do. I think.
We haven't blown them off yet?
I know. She's got a big side tattoo.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And she does not want her parents to, I mean, when she's what, 40?
Well, still,
she doesn't want her parents to know about it.
Well,
at 40.
But I understand that. I understand that.
Well, because, I mean, I'm sure she would get negative feedback.
Why would you? It's her body.
Right. No, I
you know, and all that. And I would think that why would you step into a hornet's nest when you really don't
I respect that. I just don't know why a parent, especially you have a 40-year-old.
Why a parent would care.
Well, first of all, 40 years old.
But it's still your kid. No one ever looks at their kid like... Like right now, you know, some 80-year-old's got a 95-year-old parent or something, or 70-year-old's got a 95-year-old parent going, you listen to me, you know, and
yeah, a little creep,
you little bastard, you look like you work at a fair. So here's what I would do. My advice is very simple.
Mm-hmm.
Flip it on her. Flip it on her and say,
go get your own sleeve tattoo. Oh my. That's what she should do.
Oh, there you go.
That's what she should do.
Get a picture of her as little as a,
you know what?
As a kid. What? How about a picture of her with her tattoo on, like her tattoos of her tattoo? Get it exactly like hers.
And it would drive her batty. She would hate that her mom had a tattoo. She would hate.
Well, yeah, but what
she'd
if,
be mortified.
But what if she got the exact same tattoo?
Yeah, that'd be even worse.
Oh, yeah.
Holy, it would be, that'd be a commitment.
We're officially assholes now. We are official assholes. I like that.
You know what she could do, even Laura, right?
Yes, Laura.
She could get one of those temporary ones. They design temporary ones.
They do have those.
And show
they're really
her, hey,
awesome.
What do you think of this?
And they last for a while.
And I'll bet you anything, the daughter would flip out.
Yeah. What's the name of that company? Inked Up, something like that.
They design temporary.
They have these temporary. You can make your own design if you want. Now upload it, but they've got millions of different things.
Yeah.
And you put these things on, and they're not like a sticker. You put these things on and then...
With like water or something,
But then they slowly start to appear. Over the next day, they get darker and darker and darker because we had Sarah put on a Gang of Two one.
That's
and
right.
Everybody in the station thought that she was an ass kisser.
That's right.
And she and I had them fooled for the longest time. And it lasts for about 4 or 5 days, then it starts to fade.
Oh, okay.
But it's very interesting. Inkbox, I think, is the Inkbox. Look it up, Laura.
There you go, Laura. Do
it. Do that. Or you could take the other angle and say, hey, sorry, I overreacted. I haven't given you enough credit for making good decisions. You get good grades. You're a good kid.
Yeah.
And if you weren't, you know, then I feel like I have something to say. But I think you've earned a lot of choices. You know, you've proven to me that you make good choices.
Right.
So there you go.
Right.
Oh, look at us being, you know, so we both agree on that?
I think that's good. Yeah. Other than, you know, doing the old revenge tattoo, I think, yeah.
Yeah. If you do the revenge tattoo, please send us a picture.
Oh, I would love that.
Yes. Please, please, yeah. Please. Thank you for listening again today for another Gang of Two. It's time to thank our Patreon members. We would like to thank Larie Lowry.
Larie Lowry.
She is a distributor of wellness products, natural pathway stuff.
Nice.
You can follow her on Facebook. Look her up at Larie, L-A-R-E-E, Stroh, S-T-R-O-H, L-O-W-R-Y. Look her up on Facebook and like her page. I've been meaning to do that. I haven't done it yet. Dennis and Piggy Autry. What's
up? Yes. It's called you jerk.
Okay, thank you. Dennis and Piggy Autry from the Autry House.
Love you guys.
We don't like promoting them too much because we don't want you there when we're there, people.
Honestly.
Yeah. It's a play, but you could go when we're not there. And you would love it. And
we'll tell you the dates when we're not there.
Yeah, those will if be you guys are going to scheduling, we'll let you know what room's available. But it is a great place, one of the most beautiful places in the entire world.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm telling you, it's just awesome. So follow them on Facebook, The Autry House. It's there for you guys. It's a lot of fun.
A-W-T-R-E-Y.
Yes, it is. TheMertTaylor.com. They make mermaid suits. I know that sounds weird, but it's not. Apparently, really, a lot of people are into these
things. They're quite beautiful.
They really are. And if you'd like to order something off TheMertTaylor.com, 10% off, just use Gang of Two.
Just
minus the silicone stuff. Mm-hmm. WeBingeTV.com.
Jack and Barb.
Jackson and Barbara. They have got a great product and a great podcast.
Yeah, that's right.
Follow them. Listen to their podcast. I just started listening to some the other night, and it was really, really good.
Nice.
They're very good.
Awesome.
And they're very informative, so make sure you check that out. WeBingeTV.com for all your TV viewing needs. Sasan and everybody at PrescientSurgical.com. They're awesome.
Enough said.
Enough said about that. Prestige Worldwide Web Services, prestigeworldwide.com. They do web stuff.
If you need a website.
Need a website. You need any storage or whatever. Mm-hmm. Just check them out. Please, seriously, people, use all these people that are Patreons. They're going to do you right. They're not going to screw you over. Much like Panini Pete.
Piccolo Pete.
We texted Panini Pete last night.
We did. Because Terry had a nice little diss fest with him.
Yeah, we... Well, you know, he now knows that you're the douchebag of the family. He now knows this.
Why is that?
Because of, well, he knows that you pop off more than by calling Piccolo Pete.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But Panini Pete, he has got a bunch of great restaurants in the Mobile area.
That's right.
And you may have seen him on the Food Network. He's phenomenal. Yeah. Everything he does is great. Toby and everybody at roughcutdecor.com, R-O-U-G-H-C-U-T, decor.com, the promo code PODCART.
PODCART.
PODCART. Get yourself 10% off. Jeff and Angie Strumier. I'm happy to say that Jeff is feeling better from his COVID.
Oh, good.
Psychic Kami. You want a psychic reading? Get it done. And Cook Flat and Strobel Surveys and Engineering. Surveyors and Engineering. Cook Flat and Strobel. Thank you guys for being Patreons. We really appreciate it. And within the next couple weeks, we're going to try our very first live streaming show.
Oh, streaming.
Streaming show. And I'm not sure how that's going to go, but I'm excited to see it.
Okay.
All right. Anything else?
No, let's go outside.
Okay, we're going to go do that. Everybody have a safe week, guys. Thank you very much. And happy Memorial Day if you're listening to this.
Yeah, whatever Memorial Day is Labor Day.
Sorry, Labor Day.
Labor Day.
Why do I always mix those things up? And it's not a happy Memorial Day. Memorial Day is not supposed to be happy.
Well, it's happy because you don't have to work.
Yeah, I guess that's it. But Labor Day, I don't like Labor Day because that means summer's over and that fucking sucks.
And it's called Labor Day. Who wants to labor?
Yes, it should be natural. It should be welcome
Anti-Labor Day.
Why don't we call it Slacker Day? We should just start naming some of these things what they are. Christmas should be whatever. Thanksgiving should be what?
Eating Day.
Eating Day.
National Eating Day.
National Eating Day. Mm-hmm. Halloween should be what?
National Teeth Cleaning Day.
Like what
the next
candy?
Day, I guess, would be.
Because all the candy.
National Teeth Rotting Day.
Oh, we'll end it right here. Okay, thank you, guys. Thanks, Sherry. Love you, man.
Love you.